If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Now the FDA has come out and said within the next month or two, all the compounded drugs have to stop.
Tirzepatide, which is the active component of Zepbound and Mounjaro. And in another month will be the semaglutides, which is Wegovy and Ozempic.
So basically what everybody's on.
I don't think I would take a chance right now taking any of these shots. There's even talk about there's veterinarian product making it into the marketplace. They just found counterfeit product in Arkansas. FBI is making statements, releasing them. FDA, the state attorney general, is warning everybody of all these counterfeit and fraudulent GLP-1, semaglutide, tirzepatide products in the marketplace.
Welcome back to Misunderstood. I'm your host, Rachel Yucatel. Today, we're diving into a breaking development that's shaking up the world of weight loss medications. For the last year, compounding pharmacies have been offering cheaper, alternative versions of the blockbuster weight loss drugs like Ozempic, Wegovy, and Zepbound. These drugs contain the active ingredients semaglutide and tirzepatide, which have helped millions of people lose weight. Because of high demand and supply shortages, the FDA temporarily allowed compounding pharmacies to produce their own versions. Now, the FDA has declared that the shortage is over, and that means compounded versions of these drugs will soon be off the market. And by soon, I mean like yesterday. The ruling is already having a major impact on companies like Hims and Hers, Tri-Eden, Future Health, and Wisp, all of which have been selling compounded GLP-1 medications at lower prices. You may have been able to get these online for like $249 a month. With this crackdown, many of these businesses could be forced to shut down or dramatically change their offerings. But here's the biggest question. Why did the FDA allow compounded drugs in the first place? And why are they banning them now? The truth is, compounded versions were never FDA approved, meaning they didn't go through the same safety testing as brand name drugs. Some of these versions contain different chemical forms of semaglutide, which may not have worked the same way or could have even been dangerous. There have already been reports of adverse reactions from some of these compounded medications. So, what does this mean for patients who have been relying on these alternatives, like you? Will this drive up costs even further? Of course it will. And what's next in the world of weight loss and drugs? Well, to break it all down, we have an expert in the field today, Chip Marsland, a biotech innovator with over 35 years of experience in protein and peptide engineering, weight management, and GLP-1 therapeutics. He's here to explain what's really happening, why the FDA is cracking down, and what's coming next in the fight against obesity. If you've been using these medications or considering them, you won't want to miss this episode. Let's get into it.
Misunderstood.
Chip, I'm so excited to have you here today on Misunderstood. Thank you for joining me.
Oh, you're welcome.
So before we get into all the nuts and bolts of why you're here, I just want to get into your background a little bit. Can you explain to me how you got on this path and why this became your main interest in life?
Yeah, sure. I've spent my entire career working in proteins, believe it or not, for both sports and weight loss. And through that long pathway forward, you start learning what the proteins do. So about 20 years ago, it became very apparent that the proteins played a larger role. And so I got into studying what they do when they're in the system, and that's primarily trigger GLP-1s, PYY, other gut hormones. And when you start studying that and learning how they control hunger and they control your brain, it becomes a whole different playing field. And I've been in that for decades.
Right. Okay. So can you break down the recent FDA ruling on compounded weight loss drugs for us? So we're all on the same page here.
Yeah. So compounded drugs are not the legal patented version of the drug. It's the FDA has allowed a little loophole to exist. It's called 503B compounding. And it's where if there's a shortage in supply, compounders that exist all across the United States are allowed to then create their own version of that drug. They do it commonly with testosterone, estrogen, you know, different types of hormones. They hopped all over the weight loss products and they've looked at it as their golden goose for the past, 2 years.
So, well, but they did that for the reason that there were shortages of the real thing, right?
There were shortages, yes.
Okay. Yes. Now the FDA has come out and said they've declared the shortages are over. So basically, effective immediately, I mean, within the next month or two, all the compounded drugs have to stop. Right.
Well, today is March 19th. Today is the last day for tirzepatide, which is the active component of Zepbound and Mounjaro, which is from Eli Lilly. Mm-hmm. And in another month will be the semaglutides, which is the product from Novo. And that includes Wegovy and Ozempic.
So basically what everybody's on. So
basically what everybody's on. Yes.
Yeah. So here's the thing for everybody that's listening. I think it's kind of gone over their head and no one's really paid attention to that news. I only saw the news come across my screen in the last week because of the text messages that you and I had back and forth. And so then I was like, wait, what's happening? Because I would not have paid attention. When you say FDA and drugs, that's not like my thing. But even if it, you know, listen, I have those drugs in my cabinet. I've gone to different pharmacies. I've, you know, hit all the things online, like the Tri-Eden, I think they have like a Hims and Hers or whatever it is. And every single one of my friends is on it in one way, shape or form, whether they use it weekly or they just keep it in their refrigerator in case they need it in the future. Sure. So what does that mean for people that are getting it for like $199 a month or they get these great prices on it?
For $199 a month, you're getting what you paid for. So that's probably the Chinese, Indian, or Pakistani version of Ozempic or Mounjaro.
Even if it says Ozempic, is it really Ozempic?
Yeah, if it says Ozempic, it has to be Ozempic legally. Okay, it needs to be the real product if it says Ozempic, because that's owned by Novo, which is the pharmaceutical company that makes it.
Got it.
When you look at all those compounded ones, they typically have their own name on it. Okay. And if you say compounded semaglutide or compounded tirzepatide, that means they're making their own version by buying the active overseas, bringing it into the US, so they're getting it from some distributor. It's not the real thing. Matter of fact, there's been quite a bit of controversy about it because, you know, as we've discussed, a lot of this stuff is fake. It doesn't even meet the criteria, and that's become problematic. And the shortage is over, and that's why all the real stuff is coming back in larger supply. And that's what the consumer, they're pushing the consumer to use. Of course, it's $1,400 a month versus $200 a month.
Right. And the only way to get that is through a real prescription from a real doctor, not online, correct?
You can get it online still from the same people. You're just going to be paying significantly larger amount of money.
Got it. So what I don't think most people realize is that when they're taking the semaglutide, whatever these things are that they're taking, and they've gotten it from whoever they've gotten it from, I don't think they realize that it has the potential to not be the real thing, that it could have come from somewhere and somebody could just be making up a concoction that's, well, by the way, they're not FDA approved, right? The compounded ones.
Right. They're made in FDA approved facilities, at least they're supposed to be. Mm-hmm. They're not FDA approved compounds. They're actually a version of it. No one really knows the details. And now there's a lot of warnings coming out about it because as we get closer to the end, I think people are trying to just go through their inventory and try to sell it all off. So we don't know what's being sold. No one knows. And when they buy all these products, they're really taking a chance because you don't know what you're injecting. It's not like you're popping a pill. This is going directly into your, right into your body through a subcutaneous shot.
So. Do you think there's going to be any lawsuits coming out in the future?
It's going to be a series of crackdowns. There's a lot of lawsuits right now. There's a serious amount of lawsuits. There's a lot of patent infringement. There's a lot of technical things behind the scenes, but they're trying to shut down all the compound pharmacies just for that reason. And what they're claiming is that even like the semaglutide, they're claiming that no matter what they did, they were never selling the equivalent to semaglutide. It's just some very, you know, random chemical that does the similar, has a similar, I mean, it's a similar peptide.
Right.
And that's what they're trying to, that's what they're trying to say.
But as you kind of mentioned before, there could have been different side effects that people didn't even realize because they weren't. So do you think that there might be lawsuits in the future now that people are becoming aware they've been taking something that maybe wasn't the real thing, and then they're going to start to blame the pharmacy or the online doctor that they use?
I would imagine, yes. I can't speak for anyone in that case, but I would think so. I think that everybody's going to go through this. They're going to find out maybe they're losing their hair. Maybe they're, you know, they have more, something's happening to their vision. Who knows what side effects may come through. But over time, with more and more people taking these products, and the longer amount of time you take it, the more it's going to affect you and you're going to notice those side effects.
Okay. So what about, all right. So what does that mean for us? So going forward, if we want to be on these drugs, we will have to take the real thing and we'll have to pay the real price.
You're going to have, if you want to take those drugs, there's only two people to get it from, two firms to get it from. It's either going to be the Lilly or it's going to be the Novo products. And as you know, those are all the brand names. And, you know, right now you can go there and buy some of those direct. They're both setting up their own telehealth centers to be able to buy it online. So they have their versions of it. You may end up spending $500 a month instead of $200, but there's other things coming too. I mean, there will be more opportunity for people to actually try to do this correctly, not just take a shot and just put themselves into, 168 straight hours of anorexia. So.
Right. All right. Well, let's talk about that. First of all, let's talk about why our country has gotten this obese.
Yeah. Well, obesity stems right from the fact that, you know, we've really processed our foods quite extensively. And foods are supposed to trigger a lot of those gut hormonal reactions naturally. Okay. GLP-1 is known as a gut hormone. It's endogenous, means our body makes it. It's not new. And so when you actually eat food, it triggers GLP-1 naturally. For example, proteins trigger it more than, say, you know, a piece of bread. If you were to do this correctly, we'd all be a lot slimmer from the food by eating properly, but we don't eat properly. We don't have access to it, or it's expensive. And, you know, the industrial food, just, you know, the big food industry has eliminated all those things that trigger those natural hormonal responses. It just, it's what they do. It's to make things taste good. They put extra fats that are high temperature. That means they melt at a different temperature, probably even higher than what our body can handle. We put in carbohydrates, which are already processed and gelatinized. So that means it just goes through our system. It doesn't do what it's supposed to do. And lastly, a lot of our proteins are just overcooked. So that means they're denatured and they don't trigger those types of reactions.
You know, it's interesting you're saying that. I had a guy on a couple of weeks ago who is like known as like the sugar doctor. He's been completely off of sugar for 35 years and counsels sugar addicts. Anyways, I kind of thought it was a little bit silly. I was enthralled by the conversation. And then when I finished the conversation, he challenged like the listeners to go off of sugar and flour for 30 days. I tried it in my household. We could not get through half a day because everything has sugar or something terrible in it that he wanted us to cut out. I couldn't find a way. I was like, even buying the meat, I was like worried that like I wasn't getting the right meat because it was probably cured with something. I don't know. I found that it was very hard to eat properly. Even if you wanted to go into like a keto type of diet, it was extremely hard for me. Needless to say, I didn't do it.
It's not easy to do it because it's hard to make money on pure product.
Yeah.
I should just go and buy it from a farm stand or, you know, regenerative farmer, or would go to the grocery store and just only eat meat. Mm-hmm. It's quite different. Most people can't do it.
Right. Okay. So you were saying that there are other products that are out there that can get our bodies into that same state that these GLP-1s and all these medicines do. Tell me about those.
Okay. So there's a lot that can take you into that state. There's a lot of work in the area of probiotics, for example. Some of those will get you into a state, but it only lasts a short period of time. See, when we create those natural hormones, those GLP-1 hormones in our gut, there's other things that take place. Think about it like a Pac-Man. There's another enzyme that comes through and essentially just chomps up that GLP-1. It makes it so it doesn't last long. It's part of the survival mechanism for the human body. And it makes sense because we don't want to have everyone out there, you know, going into an anorexic state and then suffering from, you know, lack of food, lack of nutrients. So what we do, our body then gets rid of it, but over time, and it slows down the gut motility. And so the food flows through slowly. But there's other things that can do this. For example, you know, I work in this area. So there's a lot of things like peptides that do this, other types of peptides. There's oral peptides. There's different types of reactions that can occur if you know how to blend things together food-wise.
Well, wait, let's talk about the peptides for a minute, because people say the word peptide all the time. What peptides should we be on?
Well, it's actually a very difficult question to answer because a lot of those peptides are now just new for the oral, for the taking it to stop the hunger. It's, for example, it's what I specialize in. It's
okay.
Those peptides. We have them, but, you know, we're one of the few companies that makes them.
But so you stick it under your tongue, it dissolves.
Actually, for this, you just pop a pill. You just pop the pills.
And it immediately or within an hour prevents craving?
Yes.
Well, what's the difference between that and what we used to take when we were in like high school? The diet pills or something.
Diet pills are probably mostly all stimulants. This has no stimulants. This just deals directly with the reactions in the gut. So we can actually take some products and just to bypass all of this. Yeah, look, I have to be very honest with you. It lasts only the day. When you take a shot, it lasts 168 straight hours. Okay.
Right.
It's synthetic. You shove it in there. A week later, you take another shot.
Right.
These only last the day. And so you just go through the day, not eating or eating very little. Then you have food at the end of the day, and then you start it again tomorrow. And
so are you someone that believes in the intermittent fasting?
I believe in OMAD. I believe that's very important. I think that we're not meant to just graze all day and just eat all day.
Okay. So you've done this for a long time. You know about food. You know about all these medicines. So what would be the ideal diet and supplement thing and shots or whatever it is for people to be taking to get themselves in a healthy?
Against the shots.
Okay.
The shots work for particularly for the population that has a really hard time. Okay.
Right. And if it's in their budget and if they, you know, can handle the side effects, they should do it.
Absolutely. If you can handle the side effects and you have to lose 100 pounds. There's no better way to go than just go directly that way. But if you're only doing what you and your friends do, there's better ways to do it.
Okay. Tell me.
I don't think I would take a chance right now taking any of these shots, considering that there's many different, new organizations entering into that game. I mean, we have not just counterfeits, we have people, there's even talk about there's veterinarian product making it into the marketplace.
Wow.
I mean, there's stuff coming in through Mexico. There's things coming in. They just found counterfeit product in Arkansas. FBI is making statements, releasing them. FDA, the state attorney general, is warning everybody of all these counterfeit and fraudulent GLP-1 semaglutide, tirzepatide products in the marketplace.
Wow.
Very much, shady characters entering into that business. So.
Right. Well, kind of like
any good reason. It's a lot of money.
Right. Yeah. No, I get it. Okay. So what would be your suggestion for the people that are not going to be taking those shots? Maybe for someone like me, what is our daily routine? What are the pills we're popping? What do we do?
Yeah. Okay. So for a daily routine, I mean, you're going to probably want to then adjust your diet and just try to be probably in a state more of ketosis. I actually believe that that's probably going to be a good thing. But intermittent fasting, if you learn how to intermittent fast and you can do an OMAD program, which is one meal a day, that's always going to be to your benefit. We shouldn't be eating excessive amount of calories. We should be watching our caloric intake, especially if you're only doing so much exercise or so much, you know, burning of the calories. So I'd recommend that. You know, some of my products are quite good for this. We have different types of products. We're introducing bars even for the peptides.
Okay. Tell me about them. The bars, you mean to get you through the day? So you're not.
Yeah, bars to get you through the day. Yeah. Which introduce quite a bit of the peptide, the peptide bars.
Are they mostly protein that's in them? Or
So peptide is a form of a protein, just a small, small protein.
Got it.
And so what it does is it provides the essential, you know, it provides those amino acids, which are going to then react in the gut and help you through the day with not being hungry and get you into the evening.
What if I told you there's a company out there that's not only changing lives, but actually saving them? That's exactly what Hometown Hero is doing. Founded in Austin, Texas, Hometown Hero is on a mission to give back to those who serve, our veterans. They create premium, high-quality cannabis and hemp-based products, including Delta 8, Delta 9, and CBD. But what's truly setting them apart is their unwavering commitment to our heroes. A portion of every purchase goes directly to veteran charities supporting those who have sacrificed for us. But this isn't just about giving back. It's about helping people feel better naturally. Whether you're looking for relief, relaxation, or just a better night's sleep, Hometown Hero has a product for you. And because they believe in quality, safety, and transparency, every product is third-party lab tested to ensure purity and potency. I had the chance to dive into the story behind Hometown Hero, and trust me, it's inspiring. They're not just a company, they're a movement. So if you want to support a brand that truly makes a difference while also getting top-tier hemp and cannabis products, visit hometownhero.com today. And as a special thank you for listening, use code UNDERSTOOD for 20% off. I am not somebody who really has gotten into this kind of market. I don't take a lot of gummies. I never have. I did try these to see how it would make me feel. I've never had such a good night's sleep. Now I can't wait to take them at night. They're fantastic. Anyway, so go to hometownhero.com and get 20% off by using code UNDERSTOOD. So listen, I mean, side note, I know people that, dip the guys.
Yeah.
Because, and they do the ones to prevent them from eating.
Sure.
And so are you saying that this would be something they could do to maybe wean themselves off of that?
They're dipping nicotine, correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So nicotine also is another compound that actually inhibits hunger. Okay. So it actually is something that works correctly that way. It's another one of those appetite suppressants. So when you deal with appetite suppressants, I mean, there's a number of them, right? Ephedra was around years ago. That's when you had the Metabolife and all those different products. So you could go down and buy GNC or CVS. That's long gone now. So over the years, and by the way, these GLP-1 products really came in through intellectual property placement probably about that time, probably about 2003, 2005. Just most people weren't aware of it. They were using it more for diabetes. There's been a series of advancements in that space over time. I mean, these are diabetic drugs.
Right, right.
The losing weight's the side effect. Mm-hmm. So when you look, society itself has been wanting diet pills, and they just took this drug and repurposed it towards weight loss. I mean, for you, it's all about maintaining your figure. And I actually think that's what the majority of the people are. There is a majority of the people that are overweight that truly need this, or they take it for, you know, their diabetes. But the obesity always kind of goes hand in hand in that sense.
Right.
So for those just trying to maintain, there's definitely better ways to accomplish this.
And it's right. Okay. So we're talking about changing our food, maybe getting involved with some peptides, going to a company like yours that has maybe pills that help you suppress your appetite, all that sort of stuff. Okay. So where do you see, the obesity component in the last, what has it been, 2 years now, where everybody really got on this bandwagon and wanted to be super skinny. It's interesting because you see this, I think a lot of celebrities is why what they were doing is why a lot of sort of the average person jumped onto this too. They wanted to look like them and be like them. I think what's happening with the FDA though, and the shutdown of a lot of these compounding companies is going to cause a lot of fear with people because they have gotten to a certain weight, or they kind of use it as a crutch so they can kind of eat what they want or take the shot and know they don't have to eat for a week. And without this, they're not going to have that kind of expendable income to be maintaining the lifestyle they were having before on semaglutide or whatever they were taking. So it'll be interesting to see how this pans out and if America blows up again.
Yeah. You know, you look at Oprah. Oprah's done a great job maintaining a slim figure since these GLP-1 drugs. And her company, Weight Watchers, who she's been associated with the whole time, they transitioned from selling the food products into selling the drugs. I mean,
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. They recognized it quite some time ago. Look at Elon Musk. You know, he's in the news all the time. I mean, he's definitely on these products. He was having a hard time with his weight. And I think he openly talks about it. So he's using the drugs plus intermittent fasting. You've got there's all kinds of television hosts and newscasters and, you know, obviously the influencers, they're all on it. But I mean, even like the housewives of whatever those shows are, they're all on it as well, even though they're probably all in denial, you know, publicly about it.
Right. They don't want to admit it. I do remember when I started doing my podcast 2 years ago, people were lying about whether or not they were on it. And they would be like outed in the media or shamed if they were on it because it was taking away from people that were sick with diabetes. And it was like a whole thing.
Yeah. But, you know, using these to improve, you know, for the vanity purposes, right? For the use of better looks and better figure, it actually doesn't hurt because probably long term it's going to be beneficial to them. Because these things, by eating less food, we actually increase our longevity, right? Mm-hmm. Increase our health span. Most people don't know eating less is beneficial to our cells. You know, putting a lot of things in makes our cells stay real busy. We have, 7 trillion cells? I mean, we have a lot of cells in our body. And by putting things in our body all day long, foods, drinks, you know, sugary beverages, desserts, it makes our cells overwork. And that shortens the amount of time that they're going to be viable, which means, you know, shorter life. By reducing the amount of food, that's going to increase it. Now, GLP-1s do another couple of good things. They're good for our heart. There's a component of this where when you have free floating GLP-1 products in our bloodstream, it's very good for our circulatory system. There's a lot of work going on that, you know, not only that, it's also for sleep, for snoring. So it actually makes you thinner. So you snore less. There's a lot of benefits. So anyone doing this, there's no harm unless you're overdoing it. And now there's a lot of people who then become nutrient deficient. Right. And again, the proper vitamins, minerals, amino acids, fatty acids. And that's when some of these side effects truly are kicking in. So I'm not sure you've been reading, but a lot of hair loss occurring right now in the female population. And I'm sure there's something going on there. You know, there's more and more people on it. And there's a lot more people that we can look at and come up as test subjects. But I think it's up to 50% of the women on these products right now talking about hair loss.
So, wow. I never thought about that, but you know, I do see, you know, all those hair products advertised much more for women now than when we were younger and it was just for men. It was like hair club for men. You never saw anything for women. Now it's a ton of ads for women.
Well, and it's not just that. I mean, muscle loss is a big deal.
Yeah. I was going to ask you about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, think about it. If you're not working out, you're not eating, you're not feeding your muscles, you go through sarcopenia. Sarcopenia is where it's just natural muscle loss. I mean, that's going to happen because when you're also not eating, your body scavenges what it can for the nutrients that it needs. And it will go to your own muscle for the amino acids to help feed its processes because it needs these things to stay alive.
Right.
So if you're not eating, and let's face it, I mean, 160, each shot is 168 straight hours, okay?
Right.
And no one knows this, but they're called anorectics because they induce anorexia, okay? That's what these things are. And I'm sure you didn't know this, but that's what you're doing to yourself when you shoot up. You're inducing anorexia. Now, here's the scary part is that there's a lot more of these coming. And none of them are for 1 week.
Okay, so that's what I was going to ask you. What is the future of these drugs?
Oh, extreme. These drugs are getting more and more extreme. There's some coming out now where it's 1 month for the shot. Okay, it lasts 1 month. Right. There's even some coming out that are in trials now that last 5 months.
Wow.
So think about the amount of nutrient deficiency, muscle loss that can occur over the course of 5 months. Never mind 1 month, never mind 1 week.
Now, I would imagine that they have to really monitor who gets access to that, because if it's somebody like me, I'm 112 pounds, somebody who's nuts in their head and thinks that they want 5 months of this, that could almost kill them, right? I mean, as opposed to somebody who's 200 pounds.
Right, right. And you're going to look at this differently for each individual, but I don't think that they're intended for people your size.
Right.
They're intended for those who have maybe less self-control. I mean, that's at least where it should be. And, you know, looking at this from just a time frame, I can't imagine going 1 month without food or not wanting to eat for 1 month. Right. And a lot of the people, when you take it, you know, they don't have much of an appetite. So they just move their food around. They pick, you know, you've experienced it firsthand. Mm-hmm. But then some of the things that occur, I mean, when you don't eat much food and your body is slowly processing what you put in, you can put yourself into a state of gastroparesis. And that's when there's failure in your intestinal system. That's also a very significant problem with these products, especially for those who eat very small amounts and they're not taking care of themselves. I mean, they can definitely go right into that state, which is very dangerous.
I mean, for me personally, my side effect when I don't eat for a while is I get nauseous. I mean, so I almost feel like even if I am taking those drugs, I have to eat something. Otherwise, I feel sick.
Yeah, well, feeling sick is because when they go in, your body has a lot of receptors in the gastrointestinal system. Mm-hmm. And they may just be when you're taking the product, it's probably just, it's too much at one time. It's overload.
Right.
That's really what you're experiencing. Okay. By the way, you know, anytime you're eating food, I mean, you're triggering more. So if you think about it, your body is then triggering more GLP-1. So how much do you actually want in your system if you're on those products too? So.
Right. Okay. So wait, go back to the conversation about food a little more. So what are the foods, you said proteins that are better for you to trigger?
So proteins trigger these little cells in your gastrointestinal system. They're triggering. And as you break it down, the amino acids, they have an interaction with this L cell, and it then creates a, you know, just think about it then just, you know, secreting a, the hormone in this case, but it secretes a liquid. That liquid is the GLP-1 in this case, and it's going to interact in your gastrointestinal system, and it interacts and slows down the food going through. And that is how we're supposed to do it. But the problem is that a lot of the foods that people eat, say they're having a bologna sandwich, I'm just using this as an example, pepperoni pizza, that food has been cooked so greatly that those reactions don't occur like they should with a less processed food. Okay. Mm-hmm. So if you're cooking a piece of meat, say cooking steak, or you're cooking chicken or some fish, you know, when you're full from eating this and your body is telling you, hey, no more, I can't take any more. That's a natural hormonal reaction to the food. And that should be occurring, but that does not occur if you're sitting around eating cookies, cake, and you know, whatever else you may have.
See what you're saying. Yeah. Okay. Wait, let's go back to the day in the life. I want to hear what you eat all day long.
Oh, so I'm really bad. Okay. So in the morning, I will actually I have a cup of coffee, and then I will then transition to having a little bit of tuna fish in the morning. I'll just eat straight tuna fish just out of a packet, and then I'll pop my pills, and then I'm good until dinner time, and then I'll have a small dinner. So,
and what do you eat for dinner?
Oh, I'll eat just about anything. It's just that I'm pretty much at that point. I have proteins. I have greens and I have, you know, vegetables. I actually like greens and like salads and I like protein. I don't eat a lot of sweets. That's kind of my...
If you want a snack, did you make a bar?
That's a snack. One of the things is that when you eliminate the food noise, this is really important too. Okay. So when part of this is all about eliminating food noise, when you don't want to think about food during the day, a lot of people think about it all day long, can't wait, and they plan dinner, they plan their snacks, they plan where they're going to go get their lunch. This type of product, when you actually have the true reaction, you won't be thinking about food. You should be eliminating that natural food anxiety. And by the way, this is an old occurrence. It's been happening from the beginning of time. I mean, there's always people who think about food. And so years ago, I got into this in a very interesting way. I don't mean to go off tangentially, but
no, I love it. Keep going.
But one of the things I did a long time ago, I was studying psychoactives. I was studying all these plants. I was very into learning about things of the past. And I was doing what was called anthropological biochemistry. I mean, it's, you know, not for everybody, but it's where
very sexy stuff.
Yeah. But I went back, I would study what ancient tribes would do. And I discovered all these things that, and I bought all these old books to study every component of it. I got all the products and I was working with them. And I thought everybody was getting high. And I thought that's what they were all doing because there's all these psychoactive elements to it. And then, you know, like there's tribes in South Africa called the Hottentots, which lived on this one particular, they didn't live on it. They took it every day. It was this product called Psyllidium tortosome. It's a little cactus that they would beat up, ferment. They put it in their mouth like your friends do. And they'd keep it in between their lip and their teeth all day long. And in the nighttime, they would take it out and they'd make tea out of it. And the next day they would smoke it. And all I thought it was all about getting high, but it wasn't. It was all about not thinking about food. And I learned that a lot of these products trigger a reaction that's necessary, and that's the elimination of food anxiety. A lot of people have stress and anxiety, and they create it, you know, through different things, but a lot of it is associated with food. And so when you eliminate that anxiety component, you actually eliminate a lot of the thought process around food also. And so I incorporate that into my products. It's very important to eliminate the thought of food. It's important to eliminate that food anxiety and food noise. So my whole thing is not just about triggering the GLP-1s, but it's also about eliminating anxiety. And that's one of the key attributes I believe we should see going forward. Now, we talk about all these things, you know, they don't, the shots that you take don't eliminate anxiety. Mm-hmm. Don't be surprised in the future if they start taking this and they start doing these dual compounds, because that's what the pharma industry does. I'm very focused on the non-RX version of things, you know, things that have minimal, if any, side effect. You know, side effect could be losing weight, but it has no side effect is the key to me going forward. And that's where I remain focused. And that's the sort of entities I like to build.
So, all right, this is fascinating. So what other products do you have? I feel like now that I've heard all this stuff, people listening are going to be like, wait, what can we buy?
Well, so,
hold on. I just want to say one thing. It's very interesting that you talk about the mental component of it, because people have completely eliminated that almost from the conversation. It's just about the weight. It's not about what's causing the weight. It's not about the anxiety around the food. So that is very interesting that you do need something to help with what's going on in your mind.
Well, to be successful long term, I think we have to address all of it. And if you look, a lot of these, okay, so when you get into this GLP-1 RA, it's a receptor agonist is what they really are. They talk about how it attaches in the body. A lot of those receptors also have anxiety associated with it. And it makes sense because it's natural for the human to then have anxiety around food or not to have anxiety around food. And I personally found that be a really critical component to be able to make people successful long-term in weight loss, long-term in health, and, you know, longevity. It's all about doing it correctly. It's not about just a shortcut. Those shots, they've done a great job of controlling weight. They are meant for people who are significantly overweight. They're not meant for you. There's better ways for you to maintain your figure and do it forever. Okay.
And it seems like you have those products. So let's hear all about that.
That's a big focus of mine. It's, you know, working with people significantly overweight is a lot harder. They need better discipline than perhaps what I can provide to them. And I've learned that over time. I'm better suited to work with people such as yourself and your friends and be able to maintain the figure long-term, as well as increase your health span.
And do some of your products address sort of anti-aging or getting the, you know, working from within to help the glow. I don't know, all that stuff they
talk
about.
All beauty from within. It's the same. Yes, exactly. It's all part of the program.
All right, what do you got?
Being able to be skinnier and have good skin, less wrinkles. That's, if you're doing it correctly, you'll have less inflammation. And that's what we try to trigger. And that's what we try to go for. Yes.
So when people contact you, what do? They go to your website to explain what people
website. Go to my website. I work with a lot of companies too, because we do this for others. We also put their names on products too. You know, we don't necessarily just do only ours. We work with businesses. We work with corporations. We work all over the, not just in the United States, but we have quite a bit going on in Latin America right now as well. So a lot of this is all important regardless, because it happens no matter what ethnicity we are, no matter what part of the world we're in. We all think about food. We all require food, and we all run into the same thing, is that food is almost dangerous. It's almost dangerous to our long-term health.
Yeah. Well, your relationship with food becomes dangerous for sure.
And the food itself.
And the food itself. Okay. So if people are interested in working with you or buying your products, how would they find you?
I'll just go to my website, just buymrx.com, and you can find us there. We have another company called Top Protein. Top Protein does a lot of the peptide work. It's very good.
Does a counselor work with, like, if I go on the site or a friend goes on the site, they tell you what you need?
Yeah, the MRX one, we can have you work with dietitians, you can work with counselors, you can work with naturopaths, you can work with a physician, all of the above.
And do you have to submit like blood work to do all that?
We also do blood work through our doctor associates. Now, here's another one. This is also important to know, is that part of the progression over months is that we've been discovering that by doing this and monitoring people's diet, or they're monitoring their diet more closely, they're reducing their cholesterol, they're reducing their biomarkers, triglycerides, they're balancing their HDL, LDL, and they're even lowering their blood pressure. All important as we get older. So.
And what are you guys doing to target women who are middle-aged going through menopause?
Well, that's another thing that peptides contribute to, just so you're aware, is that you have less of a hormone in your body called gonadotropin. Okay, gonadotropin is a hormone that's the precursor to estrogen and progesterone. Mm-hmm. It's also the precursor in men to testosterone. So increasing that naturally will also help you greatly in perimenopause and menopause. All very important. We work in that field with our peptides.
So do you believe in, you know, like I've had somebody prescribe the things that go on your wrist, the creams, yeah, or whatever, for estradiol, for testosterone, for progesterone. And you believe that those work?
Oh, yes. They for sure do. And I'm going to tell you, bioidentical or whatever format you're using, I would not deprive my body of that. You know, a lot of times most people don't know, you can actually boost testosterone just through a lot of working out. You can have your testosterone rise for different, you know, through different types of exercise. Mm-hmm. That is how I do it naturally. Okay. And I'm not small. I'm actually more than twice your size. Okay. So I'm 6'3", 245 pounds.
Right. But that's what you're supposed to be.
And I run, I'm an ex-athlete, so I run quite a bit, and I don't have great knees, but I still do it. I lift weights all the time. You know, I try to lift excessive amounts of weights because that's important to me, but I'm in the vicinity of 60,000 pounds a week. You know, I lift a lot of weight, just a lot of weight.
So how do you get the energy though, if you're like not eating till dinner?
Well, I actually time it, because part of the whole thing is that when the GLP-1 goes down, your ghrelin kicks in. Ghrelin is the hunger hormone. So when my products wear off, I get hungry. That is a natural sign. Another hormone's kicked in. It's called ghrelin. And ghrelin is what makes us want to eat. Mm-hmm. But what's not talked about is that in conjunction, ghrelin comes growth hormone. So that is also an important part of this, is that you can then learn how to use that to your benefit and incorporate that into your working out or into just your general lifestyle.
Okay, wait, let's talk about growth hormone for a minute. You see people prescribed Omnitrope and the women get Somorlin, I guess.
Because for example, you're taking those shots and actually restricting your body from releasing it naturally.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay. So what would you say is the best way to do it then? Not take those shots and do what?
Well, actually the shots, if you're microdosing them, you're probably going to get hungry later in the day. I don't know about the microdosing. You have that firsthand experience. I do not. Do you get hungry at all?
I don't even know that I used it right. I mean, I got like 3 months supply of Omnitrope. I was like, what am I doing? I didn't see one muscle get bigger.
Okay. Well, that's different though.
Yeah.
With the shots for the GLP-1.
I didn't take them for big weight loss. I took it to maintain like a 5-pound rate.
Yeah, how was your hunger though?
I guess I wasn't that hungry, but I don't have a crazy relationship with food anyway, but I definitely, if I'm not on it, I notice that I will eat more. I will graze more. But the only time I feel really hungry, like where I feel nauseous from being hungry, is like in the morning because I haven't eaten, you know? But then I don't really care about food that much. Okay. I've just never cared about food that much.
Yeah. So when you are taking those products, those shots, remember, they are about to control, their goal is to control hunger for one solid week.
Right.
So by controlling that hunger, they're suppressing other hormones that are natural to the entire hunger process, which is ghrelin. And ghrelin is the secretagogue, which means it creates the secretion for growth hormone. And so growth hormone then is restricted. And that's why I don't think any children should be taking those shots, because it actually restricts their growth hormone secretions.
I see. So you're saying you should only take one at a time. They shouldn't be done at the same time.
What being done?
The growth hormone and the GLP-1.
Oh no. So GLP-1 suppresses your natural.
Oh, I see.
Okay. So kids, for example, have no growth hormone in their body if they're taking the GLP-1s.
Right. Got it.
Not good in my world. And so, for example, with my products, we can do with cycle. We call it cycling. It's where we actually know at what time things kick in and we use it to our benefit. And so with my product, you can actually time it. So you know that, say, 5 o'clock comes, you're going to be running out of that GLP-1 and you can have your dinner and a couple hours later, get a good workout in and continue to build muscle.
Right. So, amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's fascinating. I think that when we're done here, I'm going to have to order some products from you and try them out and see if they really work. But if anyone listening or watching again wants to reach out to you, please say your website again.
Okay, it's buymrx.com, which is buymrx.com.
I mean, I could talk to you all day. You have so many interesting insights on totally random different things. So it's great. I guess we might have you back on again to talk about some different topics. But I will follow up with you. And I'm sure that people listening will want to try some of your products. I think it's fantastic to have another option now that a lot of these compounded products are going off the market. No one's going to have access. So I think people should try and reach out to you.
And just tell your viewers, beware, because they are trying to unload their inventory right now. I don't know. I mean, they're offering dirt cheap pricing on it. I don't know what the shelf life is on those products.
I was just going to ask. Yeah.
I don't know, because those types of things should have a short shelf life, but they're going to try to tell you to buy 6 months to a year now. And if they're putting preservatives in it, that means you're injecting preservatives into your body. I'm not sure I would recommend that to anybody. So
wait, and quick question. If we've been taking a product that might not have been the real thing, will our body respond totally different when we do try the real thing or when we try a product like yours that's a more healthy version?
Well, it's definitely going to respond differently. Yes.
Right. And probably in a good way, I would
assume. Well, it's going to respond according to the product that you take. So say semaglutide, maybe it's going to be different than the tirzepatide. Tirzepatide targets two hormones. It's GLP-1 and GIP. Both are gut hormones. The other one just does the GLP-1. So they're totally different types of reactions. The end result is losing weight, controlling hunger. You will have a different response if it's a higher purity. And you've got to remember, a lot of these compounded ones, the ones that have been getting tested, they're showing up at 60%, not 100. And if you move to 100, I think your nausea may be greater, your side effects may be greater, greater, and all of this just may come in a bigger form. The other thing is that people should be aware that there is an increased amount of blindness associated with this, okay? Yep, people are going, they're losing their eyesight. There's a lot there. It could be related to the factors of diabetes, because people end up having issues with their optic nerve with diabetes. These products are inducing blindness in some of the patients. Now, it's not 100% sure what the reason is, but there's lots of papers being written on this right now, and it's occurring worldwide.
Just to clarify, is that on patients who don't necessarily need it because they don't have diabetes, or it's on all?
I can't tell you. I'm not an expert in that area, but blindness is popping up, muscle fatigue. I mean, needle fatigue is an issue. Hair loss, you know, that's a big one. Gastroparesis. You're going to see more as the population increases. We're going to have a lot more people on these products, and it's exactly what we don't want, is that side effects that are irreversible. So,
right. All right. Well, thank you so much. Anyone listening, please reach out to Chip. It's kind of exciting to hear that there are some products that might really work for you in a much healthier way. So, and please reach out to us. Let us know that you like this episode. We appreciate you listening. Chip, thank you. It's an honor to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you so much for listening to Misunderstood. I'm your host, Rachel Yucatel. Please be sure to subscribe to the show and give us a 5-star rating and review. You can support the show by joining our Patreon at patreon.com/misunderstood with Rachel Yucatel. Do you have ideas for the show or want to reach out? Email us at info@misunderstoodpodcast@gmail.com. That's spelled MISS understood. Thank you so much, and I'll see you next time.